This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, May 26th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. White House and Republican negotiators are drawing closer to a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling as they seek to agree on the issue of government spending levels. We're reporting that negotiators are discussing a two-year spending deal that would raise the debt limit for the same amount of time, extending it past the 2024 election, though nothing has been finalized. Even if a deal is reached soon, lawmakers have wondered if they could get it through both chambers of Congress ahead of a June 1st deadline, when the government could default. Businesses are pressing the federal government to ease conditions on aid for the chip industry as the Commerce and Treasury Departments prepare to issue final regulations. The companies are warning that proposed limits on a grant program and tax credits will make it harder for American businesses to compete with their Chinese counterparts and develop new technology. The grants force companies taking U.S. funding to sharply limit further expansion in China, which accounts for one-third of global chip sales and is a linchpin in the semiconductor supply chain. A U.S. Treasury Department spokeswoman declined to comment. A Commerce Department official said it is reviewing public comments and appreciates stakeholder input. And we're exclusively reporting that the SEC's recently announced $279 million whistleblower award, its largest ever, stemmed from a bribery case against Swedish telecom company Ericsson, in which it reached a $1.1 billion settlement. The U.S. securities regulator earlier this month did not name the enforcement action underlying the Cash for Tips award or identify the tipster, in keeping with whistleblower protection rules. The SEC and Ericsson declined to comment. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, though Hong Kong was closed for a holiday. European shares were mainly lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered ahead of data on household income and spending due out this morning, including the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.